BlakeRadio.com.
It's time for the most knowledgeable and informative show based around the world of professional wrestling. Thought we weren't supposed to use that word anymore. OWW Radio, with your host, Mr. Personality, Alan Wojcik.
It's not my fault I happen to be charismatic.
Along with the loudmouth assassin, the Spud Guy.
I just act that way to get chicks, dumbass.
The resident Aussie, Mace.
I am not going to lie to these people just because it makes them feel good.
Guest starring Kevin Scott as Jamal.
What it is, my mizzens, I got jellyfish shits on.
What? It's time for OWW Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Online World of Wrestling Radio. Wow, Joan Chet is loud as hell. Powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network, our friends at UltimateSportsTalk.com, and Justin TV, and possibly in the next couple weeks, GoFightLive.tv. We're in negotiations, and that'll be super awesome if we have them a part of our global domination. Number, as always, is 267-297-1397. You can Skype Sir Rockin'. If you are here to listen to the Midwest Militia Talk, you're going to get two-thirds of them in the second hour. Jessica Havoc, due to a family emergency, is not going to be able to be with us this week. She was very upset about it. And, hey, real life happens. Nothing we can do. But the other two members of the Midwest Militia, Allison Kay and Sassy Steffi, will be here to insult the living daylights out of you. I've already spoke to them through texting, and they're in rare form. We have a return of sorts, and that would be our friend Jamal. Kevin Scott is with us tonight, and so is the Spud Guy. And what a difference a week makes in this world that we live in. And a lot of it has nothing even to do with the world of professional wrestling. Unfortunately, go ahead.
Silly media. They thought Ohio State was the devil because they sold some jerseys.
And had some tats.
And had some tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I want
to... Keep going.
Yeah, I want to open with, unfortunately, three versions of sad news. The first was for people of my age group on Sundays. My household used to watch 60 Minutes, and unfortunately, the legendary Andy Rooney passed away, so that's a bummer. And then I had this idea to do a segment later on involving celebrities, sports celebrities in professional wrestling, especially with the Ronnie guy from Jersey Shore being a part of a tag team match this Thursday on Impact. And unfortunately, within days of that, the former World Heavyweight Boxing Champion, Smokin' Joe Frazier, who many of the generation behind me remember from the fight of the century at Madison Square Garden, and then two fights afterward with the legend of Muhammad Ali. Frazier was undefeated going into that fight, and then was undefeated until the steamroller known as George Foreman, yes, the guy with the grills, for the generation in front of me, going, he boxed? Yeah, he boxed, and he was evil on evil. So unfortunately, Joe Frazier has passed away due to liver cancer.
Nobody.
Yeah, and he comes up because if you go back into the NWA Mid-Atlantic archives, I believe it was Starrcade 84 or 5, he was the referee for a $1 million challenge match that Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes had. So I bring him up for that one. And then today, Kevin was the one that actually clued me into the fact that hip hop royalty has left us in the form of Heavy D, of the 80s, 90s group Heavy D and the Boys. My wife knows him because for the first few seasons on the Fox show Bones, he was the owner of a restaurant that all the characters went to. But Kevin and I, being hip hop fans, and Spug being hip hop fans, we know him for years. I mean, this isn't exactly been a great couple of days for you, Kevin, but I mean, just pontificate if you can on the legacy of Heavy D.
I mean, pretty much, for, rap fans, I think Heavy D is one of those guys that falls in categories today. Will Smith, I'm trying to think of people, from that era and, that type of music. Still a little bit messed up about the whole thing. Barry Sags, was a huge fan. They were, part of the era where people listened to rap music just for the, enjoyment of it. It was party music. It was kind of thing where it was a fun thing. There wasn't the, you know, gangster rap element of it, the violent side of things. Heavy D himself was a very local person, literally and figuratively larger than life. He was very gracious in terms of his community, somebody that people looked up to. And it was just, it was one of those things where you knew because of his, his obvious weight issues, his name was Heavy D after all, that eventually he was going to catch up to him. But I think maybe just about a month ago, he appeared on BET's Hip Hop Awards telecast, a surprise appearance, got his name back in, up in the air, blew up on Twitter, kind of a good moment for him. And then, you know, a month later, succumbs to what I believe is complication due to pneumonia. Just a very sad story.
Yep, and for fans that are also sitting there going, like Jersey Girl said, he was also the theme song voice of the great In Living Color TV show. Sorry, Living Color TV show, which actually is coming back to Fox somehow, and then possibly in the next year or two. But yeah, it's just like, wow. I've had to reformat the show a little bit here, so I leave this open to whatever we want to talk about. It doesn't have to be specifically wrestling, but Spug, being a football fan, go ahead. Everybody got out the pitchforks and the torches and everything. Oh. When Ohio State got into trouble, and now Penn State is in even bigger trouble. This is where we wish the campus legend Brett Allen was around to talk football with us, but he's not.
Well, this, like, you cannot forget about the right now upwards of 20 children that have come out and, you know, said, I was abused by this man. I am not in any way condoning the actions of Sandusky or of the negligence of Joe Paterno and McCreary to not go to the police. But, I think it's awful funny that the moral police came out in full force the moment a scandal erupted around Jim Tressel in Ohio State, and they were the devil. Because they sold some jerseys and some memorabilia for tattoos and money. And yet this program allowed a guy to run a charity for at-risk youth and use their facilities up until last week. Now, the alleged incident that was supposedly witnessed by McQueary happened in 2002. And in 2007, this Jerry Sandusky was seen at a Penn State practice with a small child, with a child about the age of 10. Why did anybody stop that then? In 2007. I think it's my whole point is I think it's funny that people want to get on their high horse about some athletes selling memorabilia, and yet one of the higher learning, you know, they call it a public Ivy school in Penn State, is now embroiled in this controversy, and it couldn't happen to a nicer group of people.
Okay, so be our ESPN like pontificator. Does Joe Puck keep his job, or is he gone like Pat Patterson was for a while there after he had issues in the early 90s?
I don't see how Joe Puck can keep his job.
He's gone.
And it's not because he did anything legally wrong. I mean, like I said,
there's a fine line with that.
No, there is a very fine line. Everything he did, you know, he reported it to the proper authorities as far as when the incident was reported to him. And nobody knows what McQueary said to him as far as what McQueary saw in that shower. Other than McQueary. And McQueary's not talking. So McQueary could have simply said, I saw something happen in the shower of a sexual nature. Well, what happened? You know, if Joe Paul went to the AD and the AD went to the president and the AD and the president both stepped down on Monday because they're being charged with perjury. You know, and Joe Pa isn't charged with anything. Joe Pa, by the Pennsylvania state district attorney, said, you know, Joe Pa did everything legally responsible. Doesn't mean he did everything morally responsible.
You're correct. You're correct. He at least upheld the very minimum, I guess, standard that you want to put in that situation. But just the blowback, that might be the wrong time to use for this. Just for everything that went on, there's no way.
Subtle,
from a
dude, real subtle.
I'm just saying, no way from a PR perspective that he's going to come out looking anything worse than anything better than somebody who's completely inept. That the handling of, or the lack of handling the situation is almost as bad as what actually happened. And if I'm sure we've all been in there, that we've read, you know, exactly everything that, I think the official thing is documenting about 8 victims, all the detailed situation.
I think they went up to 9 recently.
I think I saw an early copy, I want to say,
No, it's up at 20.
But they have the details of those 8 or 9.
They have details of 9.
Right. If you read those, the description of what was going on, there's no way anyone's getting out of this looking good.
Yeah, well, I brought this up because it does kind of tie back into this kind of situation has gone on in the world of professional wrestling. If you remember in the early 90s, former WWE road agent Terry Garvin, not related to Ronnie Garvin and Jimmy Garvin, who I don't even think really related at all, but hey, welcome to wrestling where Kane and the Undertaker are really brothers. There was issues with him and Mel Phillips, former WWE ring announcer, and they all ended up on Phil Donahue back in the day. Barry Orton ended up, Barry O, if you're a fan of WWF 80s, you know, job guys, as they were called, or enhancement talent. You know, this kind of thing's gone on. Kevin and I, you know, native New Yorkers, have a love-hate relationship with the New York Knicks, and Isaiah Thomas had issues a few years ago, and James Dolan had issues where they had an executive take them to law school and, you know, all around the town. So this isn't anything new, but I feel bad in a way that his legacy is going to get tarnished because of this one thing. Whether he didn't know it happened under his watch is what everyone's going to say, and Joe Pa's going to have to go, and, you know, what a horrible way to go out.
I wish I could have some sympathy for him, but just not feeling it right now.
Part of the problem that Penn State is going to face is that some of the allegations against Jerry Sandusky are while he was with the Penn State football team as a defensive coordinator.
And I've heard a couple of reporters come out and say today that Penn State may not have the correct amount of liability insurance to handle all of the complaints that they're going to have to shell out.
Yeah. And as I said, it's a rough situation, and as I said, it's like Bobby Bowden with the Florida State Free Shoes University issue a few years ago. These legendary coaches are there for so long. Look at Bobby Knight at Indiana University. You know, these guys think they've been there for so long that they think they're untouchable, they think they're invincible, and then stuff like this comes along, and that's the way they end up exiting out. And, you know, they can do all the commercials they want on TV and, you know, show up on ESPN and analyze, but there's nothing you can do about it. And it's rough. It's a rough situation, and I hope it gets better, because you already got USC on academic probation. You guys at Ohio State, well, all your suspensions are done, right? Or are they not bowl eligible?
We don't have any. We don't have any. All we had.
So they just had.
All we had were scholarships taken away. That was it.
And then the certain guys lost. Weren't eligible for the first five games last year.
Yeah, we had this year. There was a total of seven when it all was said and done that were suspended for the first six games. So the NCAA investigation has been concluded and closed, but they haven't released their findings. So they could slap Ohio State with, like, after the bowl season. You know, they could say Ohio State was ineligible for the bowl. So the NCAA will still make their money, and Ohio State will still make their money, but they just will have never played in that bowl game. Which makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, and meanwhile, everybody's still hip-hopping around conferences. Missouri's now in the SEC.
They will be next year.
BYU is apparently going to be a My Big East conference for football only. It's like, I'm a graduate of St. John's.
The Big East is dead, dude.
Yeah, and that's the crappy part, is of someone who is a graduate of St. John's University, home of the Red Storm, and a legendary basketball program. Our basketball divisions... still pretty good. It's the football stuff that I don't care about, because St. John's hasn't had football since the 1990s. So my basketball division's not too bad, with Villanova, Georgetown, Seton Hall still around. Unfortunately, I'm going to lose Syracuse and Pittsburgh, but I get everybody else in here. And to me and Kevin, it's weird. You're in Ohio, so you have a humongous college thing going there. But to Kevin, I mean, be honest, did you give a crap about LSU Oklahoma this weekend?
Not at all. I was,
or whoever the heck played that. Oh, LSU Alabama.
Yeah,
neither did the 800 folks that ended up at. Go ahead.
In my area, pretty much, Syracuse is the closest tie that most people have around here. That's a good 9-hour trip away. The college sports really doesn't exist on Long Island.
You got Hofstra, but it's
no Hofstra.
Unless you're Wayne Corbett or the guy that plays on the Saints that's a receiver. Colston, I think his name is.
I want to say yes, but not.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to make mention, 800 plus showed up for Crossfire Wrestling this past Saturday. They had a great show there. Chase Stevens made a surprise return, to the national wrestling scene. Already announced for their show in January 14th, former guest of ours, the Masterpiece Chris Masters, will be taking on someone who hopefully will be sitting in with us in the few weeks, and that is former WWE star Carlito. Mick Foley has been announced to be a special guest referee for a match on that show, and we're going to do our best to try to see if we can possibly have Mr. Foley here. WWE may say no. I have to grease some palms. Who else is going to be on that show? Cassidy Riley is supposed to be there. The franchise Shane Douglas, who was here a couple weeks ago, is actually now the Crossfire Wrestling Commissioner. So we're going to try to have him back in the next few weeks to talk about that stuff. Unfortunately, I know neither one of you get to watch ROH TV because it's not on in your markets, right?
Yeah.
No, which is ridiculous. You live in New York and you can't watch ROH. Rock can't watch it in Philadelphia, and ROH was like, that was the hotbed of ROH for a while. And there's an iPay-per-view in Kevin's neck of the woods on December 23rd. But you can watch it online if you do certain things at ROHwrestling.com. For ROH fans, just want to let you know that in case you missed the show this past weekend, Final Battle 2011 will feature a rematch of a rematch with the American Wolves. ROH World Champion Davey Richards will take on our former guest, Eddie Edwards. We're working to try to have either one of them, maybe even both, visit this station as we get closer to that day. As I said, their iPay-per-view is December the 23rd. Already announced for that. The Briscoes will try to become the 8-time ROH World Tag Team Champions. They will take on Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas. Those guys are scary. If you've never seen the Briscoes in recent years, if you saw them early on in their ROH career, one of them has the Abyss look with the top two teeth gone. It almost looks like he would be playing hockey for the Rangers or the Islanders right now. So, hopefully.
Be one of the greatest tag teams around. I mean, I know they had to slow down a little because of injuries and everything, but that's still probably one of the acts I go out of my way to watch.
Yeah, I'm glad that they'll be on Final Battle 2011. Think Jay Lethal is defending his ROH TV title at that event. He's been having issues with a gentleman, I think his name is Mike Bennett. And they've had a couple good matches going on there. I believe it's this Saturday, if you get ROH Wrestling in your media market, the House of Truth members Roderick Strong and Michael Elgin are going to take on, I believe it is Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards. They're going to team up one time to take on the American Wolves. The American Wolves are going to get on that one. So if you can find it in your Sinclair media area, go forth and do so. We are actually going to take our first time out here because my voice is dry as hell and I need a bottle of water. You're listening to Online World of Wrestling Radio, powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming up after the break, we will talk all the fun that is WWE and TNA Wrestling. Stay with us because the Midwest Militia will be here in the second hour. Check them out at @Allison_K on Twitter and Sassy Steffi on Twitter. Also, you can go J_HAV for Jessica Havoc. We'll be right back.
Wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com.
News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Mick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today.
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage.
Brett Berry. Janice Michelle.
Christy Hemme.
Jay Lethal.
Yesterday.
Brett the Hitman Hart.
The Sergeant Slaughter.
Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man.
Paul Hogan, the quickest of all time.
Jimmy Van the Boogie Wiggleman.
And tomorrow.
Peter Wilson. Natty Neidhart.
Harry Smith. Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of the internet, a professional grass waterer, and of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for you. Suck it!
Welcome back to a somber online world of wrestling radio, powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network and UltimateSportsTalk.com. Justin TV joining us. As I said, Go Fight Live might be joining our rotation as well. So we're expanding brick by brick, house by house. And you want to know how influential we are? We scored TNA a developmental program, brothers. And it's funny because we had TNA producer, road agent, whatever his title is now, Al Snow on, to promote the Crossfire Wrestling event that he faced Fit Finley on. And one of the questions that Spug and I brought up was, Do you think TNA wrestling should have some form of developmental territory for new talent to go get polished, whatever? Well, he said, absolutely, it should be done. I don't know who I need to talk to. Apparently, somebody's butt listen to us, because announced on November 7th, TNA Impact Wrestling has entered an exclusive relationship with Ohio Valley Wrestling. It will be the official training and developmental facility for TNA's current and future stars. Current OVW owner Danny Davis will work closely with TNA Senior Vice President of Programming and Talent Relations, Bruce Pritchard, on development of talent through training, live events, weekly TV production. Pretty far out. Pritchard said OVW is the best of the best as far as training and nurturing potential superstars. Their track record speaks for itself. Whether looking to develop brand new talent or to fine-tune existing talent, OVW has the talent and the program to fit our needs. That's pretty cool, because you've already got stuff in place there from years with WWE's developmental being there before they packed up and came here to Tampa, Florida. When you first hear something like that, do you think, thank God this has finally happened, Spug? Or are you thinking too late?
No! Because the wrong people are still there! It's not going to matter how much young talent you develop. They're still going to pull some old washed-up wrestler out of a bar and make him their heavyweight champion after they take it off of Mickey James. And then, the next thing you know, Rosita's going to be pregnant with Eric Bischoff's baby. Come on.
You can't argue with that.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Ken, but I think this is a neat idea. It could have been done a couple of years ago. You had the ability in Nashville to do it. They could have run any others, tons of venues in the Nashville area that they could have done it in while they were doing the week. They could have done it the other 6 days of the week that they weren't using the asylum for the weekly pay-per-views. But do you agree with Spug that this is too little too late, or you think, no, that this could, you know, help out a little bit?
For the rare time, I'm going to be a little bit optimistic, maybe because I'm an idiot. But in the end, yes, I think it's going to be a huge failure. I don't see anything that TNA touches turning out to be anything more than just the embarrassment that the company has turned into at this point. I hope that they can figure something out. But as Bug said, if you still have certain people in that position of power, you could have Jesus Christ come down, put on some tights, and it's still not going to sell. They need.
Isn't he still under contract with WWE?
That was God.
Oh, God. So Jesus can work there, but God's under WWE deal still. Gotcha.
No, and God got future endeavored. If you don't remember, they put a thing on their website like a month or two after that pay-per-view where God was future endeavor.
You gotta give him credit for that one.
The Lord got the call from Johnny Laryngitis.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah,
look, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, you can have pretty windows and nice new siding and fresh carpet, but as long as the floor joists are broken, you're still going to have a shitty house. Like, all they're doing,
so it could look great on the outside, but you got a hoarder living inside.
Like, they're just putting a fresh coat of paint on a big brown piece of shit.
Diplomatic. It's true. That's what the company is. No matter what happens, whatever like ray of hope you might see, in the end, it's still TNA.
That is the really unfortunate thing. Like, I love Al Snow to death. I really do. He's a super nice guy. I've got the opportunity to interview him three times.
And he, and, you know, I've met him in person. He's very candid. He's very nice. But as long as you still have the egos of Bischoff, Russo, and Hogan steering the ship of a company with no rudder and no direction, thinking that the mid-90s are still in effect today, then guess what? All this young talent you're producing is just going to get buried by today's aging stars. The Kurt Angles and the Rocks and the Triple H's and the soon-to-be John Cena's. The guys who are over the hill are now going to go to TNA and bury your up-and-comers. And I defy anybody to tell me I'm wrong.
That's not going to happen here. Because, as I said, this is not the TNA wrestling that I was even covering in person 3 or 4 years ago. It's, you just look at it and you go, really, where'd it go? There are new world champions in this Impact Wrestling promotion. The one is, we've got new Knockout Tag Champs. That would be Madison Rayne, Gail Kim, who, thanks to the Wicked Witch of the North, or Mid-South, since she lives in Asheville, Karen Jarrett, we got a new tag champ. So welcome back, Gail Kim. Here's a real nice shiny belt for you. I know this is about to sound like a broken record, and we kind of addressed this last week, but we're really going to address it this week.
Because I finally can.
You've got a new world heavyweight champion, and guess what? It's the guy that should have won the belt by Bound for Glory. That's right. Bobby Roode is your world heavyweight champion, and he's a heel. Did he need to be a heel? Couldn't we have just had, those who live by the bottle of beer die by the bottle of beer?
No. James Storm should have been your heel.
He's a natural heel. My friends in Asheville would totally, Lakeisha Oliver would agree with that. Tamela would totally agree with that. LaVonda Bell would agree with that. James is a natural heel.
He should have been your heel. He should have been the jealous, and I said it 2 weeks ago off the air, and I had to bite my tongue because you wouldn't let me talk about it. But the way you do that is James Storm. If Bobby Roode's not ready and you're going to put the belt on James Storm, then why the hell did you do a month and a half of build-up for Bobby Roode only to job him out in probably the worst finish of a match I've ever seen in TNA? And then the next night at a TV taping, you put the belt on his tag partner, and you turn Bobby Roode heel. You should have turned James Storm heel. You should have made him the jealous tag partner who bought off the referee, who paid off the referee, and then the very next night pays off Kurt Angle. Because isn't the name of the tag team Beer Money?
I think that'd be your swerve.
I can book this shit blindfold, folks.
Yeah, but unfortunately you didn't book everybody on the TNA roster getting trumped by two people. One being Ronnie from the Jersey Shore, and the other being Garrett Bischoff is getting more TV time than your X-Division heavyweight champion. Sorry, X-Division champion can't throw heavyweight because there's a weight limit now. Thank you, TNA. Austin Aries, who actually got time this week. I joked with Rock while we were watching, and I was like, hey, look, X-Division action. These guys are worse than the Divas now, man. It's like your bread and butter that got you to the pay window so many times this promotion is now a side item. And it annoys me. I don't know about everybody else, but that just kind of annoys me.
Well, let's take a step back a second. In terms of the actual storyline going on right now, who is in control of TNA? What I understand, both these Dixies at this point.
Sting is your on stage.
Right.
Right. She's okay, got her hand up Sting's back.
So why is Bischoff on the show, period? And why is Karen Jarrett in charge of the knockouts?
Because this is TNA, brother.
Damn it. Nothing on the show makes sense whatsoever.
Well, apparently we're going to get Garrett Bischoff in a match this week on TNA. That's right, Rock said. Bischoff has a, quote, dear mini-me quotes, an ironclad contract. However, it looks like we're going to get Garrett Bischoff somehow in a match this week on Impact with the ironclad contract on the line. I don't know if Bischoff's wife is going to be up on a pole and one of them has to climb up and get her. I'm sure Russo would love every second of that. Or Pritchard or Lagana, because it's like, you know, Dave, pretty please don't create other products. I agree with Spug. Fix this one. We had Becky Bayless on last week. She addressed the whole Robbie E and Robbie T situation, and she said, I was the one that pimped the whole idea, and then I got boxed out.
Isn't it funny, by the way, how 1 year ago, just 1 year ago, I was saying the same shit I'm saying now about TNA, and everybody was telling me I was wrong. Seriously.
I know.
Since then, I have been told I was right about TNA on numerous occasions, and Kevin Scott quit blogging about TNA because it was so bad.
Yeah. Twice, actually. Came back to it and left again.
Twice. Quit twice because it's so bad. Now, I'm not here to stroke my own ego, but I'm just saying.
I bring up another interesting thing, and this could be a round table type thing. I don't have Omega's really catchy round table theme from WrestleTalk Radio, but hey, it's still there. Ronnie from the Jersey Shore apparently is going to wrestle this week on Impact Wrestling. Teaming with your World Television Champion Showtime Eric Young, taking on Robbie E and Big Rob Terry, or Robbie T as he's known as. I've never watched Jersey Shore, so I didn't know who this guy was till he walked out, and the first thing I typed into Skype talking to Rock Sorokin, our technical producer and the god of the internet itself, I said, holy crap, that guy is shorter than Taz. And that's a sad thing, because if you watch the Rise and Fall of ECW DVD, that was when Jerry Lawler's catchphrases was like, you know, these guys look like they're on the Lucky Charms box. And I'm just sitting there looking at this Ronnie guy, and I'm going, this guy's going to wrestle? Okay. So let me get this right. The Tyrex division is sitting off in a corner going, TV time. Pretty please. Please. Garrett Bischoff and Ronnie from the Jersey Shore are going to be on TV. Which leads me to this. This is not the first time we've had celebrities involved in TNA. We've had Tito Ortiz come in as a referee. The initial TNA itself had Toby Keith be a part of the event, singing a hit song and then actually suplexing Jeff Jarrett in the Gauntlet for the Gold, which saw Jeff get exited out. TNA actually was a part of the Head of State movie, I believe it was, the Chris Rock film.
Yes.
That somehow Road Dogg, Jesse James, was the heavyweight champion of TNA at the time. No, this isn't the first time. So I bring up a few names that I know fans may remember that this thing worked well with, and others didn't. And the first name that always comes to mind is Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler, in the way it worked right. When we had Jerry Lawler a few months ago, when he wasn't busy looking at underage women, Okay, well, she was close.
She was 23, and she was a hot little Asian thing.
We asked him, do you think that angle would work in this day and age? Go to the archives to hear his answer. That was one of those things. If you get the Memphis Heat DVD, they talk about that angle, and that was just white hot money. And I don't think, if you remember looking at the videos, right, Kaufman, I think he got pile driven twice, and that was it. The dude never took, that was his bumps. The other one that comes to mind immediately, being a New Yorker, it was WrestleMania 11 with NFL great and multiple time visitor to the county Popco, Lawrence Taylor taking on the late great Bam Bam Bigelow was another one where it worked good.
Team NFL versus Team WWE. Team Money Incorporated at that point. Because that was all DiBiase's boys.
Yeah.
It was Kama, yeah. And it was Kama.
Kama.
IRS.
Right. Was Tatanka ringside for that?
I'm not sure.
Because I know Bundy wrestled Taker at that Mania involving the urn, and then Kama came out and stole it, and I think turned it into a big pimp necklace some point later on.
Yeah, and then it led to a really good casket match between Kama and Undertaker.
I mean, most recently, we watched this last year's WrestleMania, and, you know, talk about Jersey Shore. You had Nicole Pelosi or Snooki, whatever her little name is. She got the spotlight there. I mean, there's so many. Like I said, Joe Frazier was a referee. Go back to, you know, brought up Chuck Wepner. Look at Muhammad Ali and Antonio Inoki back in the day with that one, and then Andre the Giant Chuck Wepner did it. I'll give Kevin a minute or two to think of some, but to Spug, any others come to mind for you that went right and that didn't go so right that turned into a car wreck?
Cyndi Lauper.
As a car wreck or a good thing?
Cyndi Lauper was a little bit of both.
Yeah, well, I mean, it worked because you had the war to settle the score on MTV, which I don't know if you would ever see again.
You might.
MTV doesn't even play videos. I think they play them from 6
hey,
to 9 a.m.
Listen. Lucha Libre USA is on MTV too.
No, it's not. They're gone.
Again?
They're on hiatus is what the network claims.
Whatever. But you get my point.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to put it on the Ocho and be done with it.
The other one I think may come to mind to a lot of people, look at what, during the Monday Night Wars, Iron Mike Tyson. That was the situation that everybody thought was going to be a car wreck because of the history of Mike Tyson, Kevin, and that didn't turn out too bad.
Kevin's not speaking to you.
I'll at least say for that aspect in terms of it was in the end a well done thing. So I will say Mike Tyson probably is the last time someone outside of wrestling came in and wasn't a complete just car wreck. I'll put Mike Tyson for the good part. For negative side of things, I think simply because of the actual storyline in question, you have to talk about David Arquette.
Yeah. He's always the 800-pound gorilla in the room, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, granted, I respect him in terms of he was a fan. I like what he did with the money he got from wrestling for WCW. But the idea that they did all that to promote a really shitty movie, just mind-blowing that actually got past the even a joke in the writer's room and actually ended up being what their product was.
Not that he even ended up champion, but then they did a heel turn with him in a triple cage match. Like,
yeah.
That's the best part.
It's like, awesome, you're our world champion. As Triple H once said, the 1-800-CALL-ATT guy. You know, Courtney Cox would have been better maybe at the time. Patricia Arquette could have been better at the time. And it, as I said, this isn't something that's new. As I said, Joe Frazier was a part of the Starrcade, but he was there as a referee. Oh, even going further back to the golden age of wrestling, as folks call it, in the 50s and 60s, you could go as far back as former NWA World Heavyweight Champion Bronco Nagurski. And for people that are scratching their heads going, that name sounds real familiar. He was an NFL player back in the era. And during his off season, he wrestled. and I'm not saying, and he was doing it at the time, and I'm not throwing in people like Big Thunder Gene Kaniski, who played in the Canadian Football League, or people like Lex Luger or Wahoo McDaniel.
Hey, Big Cat Ernie Ladd is an NFL Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but I'm not using them in this situation because they were active competitors for more than just a one-time stint. Bill Goldberg, former Atlanta Falcon, obviously Dwayne Johnson came from college football as well. You can go back to the Funks, I believe, where Ted DiBiase, Tully Blanchard, Stan Hansen. But I'm talking just like they came from Hollywood. I mean, look at Freddie Prinze Jr. or recently Kevin Federline, which you look at some of the TV going on now going, that really wasn't that bad compared to what I'm seeing now.
I have a question for the black man on the panel.
Shoot.
How much talent do y'all have when you have a guy like Big Cat Ernie Ladd, who is an NFL Hall of Famer and a wrestling Hall of Famer? Like, can you spread some athleticism to the white folk?
There's a couple, I'm sure.
I mean, seriously. I mean, seriously. Athletics and big dicks? Seriously, don't you guys think you're a little bit too blessed?
Whoa, wait a second. I'm not athletic.
If you show up the show is R-rated now, wait till Sassy Stephanie and Alice and Kay get here. I've already been warned. They asked, so can we curse on your show? And I was like, why not?
I got a funny question
that made that, since Kevin is laughing here, if this NBA lockout goes out any further, you think any of these guys are calling up WWE going, hey man, I can do that stuff?
Well, granted, not because of lockout, I'm still expecting Shaquille to show up in some form, but outside of people, active players, I really don't see anyone notable going to Europe. That just seems
Kobe.
To be... I understand what Kobe's talking about. If that's actually going to be a done deal, I would definitely be surprised. Just simply with all the money that he's putting at risk in terms of if he gets injured or something like that. But as far as the NBA, you know what? If you're going to do this to your fans, well, the remaining fans should say, don't expect anyone to be here when you guys actually do come back. It took baseball 4 years to get their fan base back. NBA doesn't have that loyalty.
Did you see the ESPN poll?
Yes.
They put out this poll on their website of, do you care if the NBA is in a lockout? 12% of Americans cared. Which means 82% of us don't give a shit. I heard that number the other day. And about died laughing.
That's about the amount of people that watch it. Yeah, that's about the amount of us that are watching TNA's Turning Point this Sunday.
Let me jump in, run it real quick. Turning Point is
this Sunday. Yeah. Now stay with me because this gets really fun. Matt Morgan is booked to take on Crimson in a really tall guy match. Christopher Daniels will take on Rob Van Dam. That, I think, will be fun. Velvet Sky, your Knockouts champion, will take on Knockout Tag Team champion Gail Kim in her role to have all the gold. And yes, your brand new world heavyweight champion, Bobby Roode, will defend against, from what I've read, and I know it hasn't been on Impact yet, AJ Styles. Go figure. Sir Rockin found a couple more matches that are announced. Apparently this is a mixed tag for the TNA World Tag Team titles. Mexican America and Sarita are going to take on Ink Inc. and Christina Von Erie, who is being called Toxin in the company, in a special challenge match. The charismatic enigma Jeff Hardy will take on the King of the Mountain himself, Jeff Jarrett.
Hold on a second.
Go for it.
So we're not even going to work on the storyline that just happened on television? We're all already going to throw in AJ Styles? Why not have James Storm again? What the hell is wrong with you people? Seriously, what is wrong with you people?
You people?
What you mean, you people?
Just listen to this, like Sir Rockin just said, watch this Thursday Impact if you're not busy.
Speaking of you people,
I'll be busy.
I went to a Halloween party a couple weeks ago. You remember that horrible Robert Downey Jr. Ben Stiller movie?
Yeah.
Dude, a buddy of mine came is Downey Jr. from the movie. I was like, how did you make the hair?
Playing the dude.
I was like, how'd you make the afro?
The dude is disguised as another dude.
Yeah. I was like, how'd you make the afro? He went to a craft store and found Wishnick hair, the really curly stuff, and glued it onto a felt mat and made a wig out of it and made the sideburns and everything. Dude, it was awesome. He even did the brown face. It was fantastic. I was like, even Kevin would appreciate this.
Yeah, like, give me a second, because I'm frozen.
It was greatness. Absolute greatness.
Dude, what are we talking about?
What you mean, you people?
We're talking about going to our next commercial. We're going to go next to our next commercial break, and we will we'll address some WWE news and notes from the recent jaunt overseas to Liverpool, including a return of a possible WWE Hall of Famer, CM Punk having fun with French fans.
Is he in the Hall of Fame yet, by the way?
No.
I didn't think so.
Don't forget, Allison Kay, Sassy Steffi will be here in the second hour as well on Our World of Wrestling Radio. We'll be right back.
Heaven ablaze in our eyes. We're standing still in time. The blood on our hands is the wine. We offer a sacrifice.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio, or anything goes. Or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live. All you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Wild, 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 wild.
Here's a quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show. So tune in. Listen. I demand it.
There are plenty of wrestling radio shows that consider themselves to be award-winning, yet they are full of flaws. While Wrestle Talk Radio continues to bring you the best wrestling talk on the internet today, with no production flaws. Tune in Sunday nights for Wrestle Talk Radio, the best value in wrestling radio. We're just saying.
All right, this is the king of old school, Mr. Wrestling 3, a true legend in professional wrestling, Steve Carino, and if all those nicknames didn't really matter to you, it doesn't matter to many other people, because you're listening to the online world of wrestling radio with Alan Wojcicki.
Back to Online World of Wrestling Radio, powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network, UltimateSportsTalk.com, and Justin TV. I'm Alan Wojcik, joined by Spug and Jamal himself. Kevin Scott are with us. You heard Mace there earlier. We wish he was back. He may be back soon, depending on his schedule. Allison K, Sassy Steffi will be here in a few moments from the Midwest Militia. You can go to WSUWrestling.com to see everything about their Breaking Barriers 2 iPay-Per-View, which will take place on November the 19th. If you're like Scott Fishman and Jim Barcelona, who were here last week, that live in the Miami area, you know that WrestleMania tickets went on sale. Jersey Girl, one of our listeners who goes every year, already got her travel package set up. So she didn't have to fight people. First day ticket sales, this is amazing, resulted in a record gross of $6.3 million, according to a press release sent out by World Wrestling Entertainment, shattering the first day record of $4.8 million for WrestleMania 25. There were no mentions of how many tickets had been sold, but single tickets, $350, were apparently still available. Ticketmaster selling official platinum seats ranging from 200 to 10,000 ringside. Yeah, we mentioned that last week when we ran off the show. Sir Rockin' is saying 40,000 plus have already been sold. Holy mother of God. John Sabor, the senior VP of special events for WWE, as opposed to the vice president of talent relations, says, "We are thrilled that WrestleMania 28 has already made WWE history. Coming off the momentum of last year's record-breaking event in Atlanta, we fully anticipate that this year's WrestleMania in Miami will be the largest and most successful ever." And you already got The Rock versus John Cena booked for it. Who knows what else will happen between now and then. Yep, Jersey is going. Will said he was going? Will, as in Wild Talk Radio Will? That's cool. Good for him.
He's actually going to go watch a John Cena match live?
He's ringside at Mania, Rock says. Wow. He must have Wild Talk Radio signage or something along there as well. Someone who may be there as well is the man that Sir Rockin' broke the story weeks ago about, and that would be, former WWE heavyweight champion, recently of TNA Wrestling, Mick Foley, who has been doing a comedy tour around the world. made a surprise referee appearance during the first stop of the European tour in Dublin, Ireland. He refereed a tag match between The Miz and R-Truth, or I think they called him last night, Awesome Truth, and John Morrison and John Cena. He was supposed to make a return this Monday night, the 14th, during the 3-hour-long Monday Night Raw from Boston, which will also feature Dwayne Johnson. However, he was removed from all local advertising and the TD Garden website last week. He happened to be in the UK, as mentioned, with the comedy tour, and he stated on Twitter that thanks to all in Dublin for a great time tonight, I might be stopping by a few WWE shows on my days off. You said it earlier, Spug, with TNA bringing in older talent and whatnot. Can Foley hurt or help WWE right now if he comes in as either, let's say he comes in as the finally, the Raw general manager finally shows up from behind the computer and it's Foley. Can he hurt this company or can he help things?
Oh, he can't hurt. Look. They're not going to put the heavyweight title on him and then have him go wrestle Kelly Kelly. I mean, that would be a total TNA move, so I mean, it can't hurt. It's only going to help. I mean, you're probably going to get a ratings boost for a few weeks of people interested, but it'll taper off eventually. It's not going to be a bad move.
Kevin, like the idea of Foley, don't care?
I'm a huge fan of Foley. I don't think his presence so much hurts the program, but it will definitely overshadow all the young stars who they're trying desperately to push at this point. Even with The Rock, I've made it known I'm a huge fan of The Rock. I've lost interest already. I couldn't really give a damn about Survivor Series load on WrestleMania. It's been drawn out a little bit too long. I don't think it's going to be as exciting as it should be, so because we've been waiting for a while now. And it's also a matter of, you know, these guys, well, I can't say The Rock is over the hill in terms of what he can do in the ring. His time has passed. Foley's time definitely has passed when we talk about physicality. It's the Catch-22 thing. You do need the names to draw the people in. Obviously, people are going to tune in if Foley's going to show up during a Rock match, something like that. But you're doing that at the damage for the young star, maybe not the Zack Ryders of the world, but maybe Jack Swagger, where they're going to be completely overshadowed by the people that I grew up watching years ago. It's not helping.
It's an interesting situation because, so like you said, it almost feels like, think back to your ECW, Terry Funk was around, 93, 94 till what, the Barely Legal was 97. And he put over how many people?
Well, I think he put them over. He actually did things, you know, the right way. Is he not only did
yeah, as he
gained the
as
interest,
he said, I mean, yeah, it's he needed to help the generation behind him get over, and hopefully that'll happen. But as you watched last night on Monday Night Raw, Kevin Nash thinks he's still relevant and should have more TV time than, say, your current world champion Mark Henry or Alberto Del Rio. They flew him over to England to cut a promo. Does anybody care? And you got
that's
a guy.
That's a perfect example you just said. If I've kind of been watching the past couple weeks. I checked out the Muppet Show, blah, 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 whatever. If you asked me who the heavyweight champions were, I had to think for a second or two. They are getting overshadowed by everybody else. And these are supposedly, you know, the number one guys in your company.
And they're going to be overshadowed at Survivor Series in 2 weeks, Spug, because everybody's made it. Basically, the company has made it known. the absolute main event of this show is The Rock and Cena versus Awesome Truth. Do you have a problem with this, or do you think one of the two world title matches should have be the deal?
No, I don't. I said I didn't 2 weeks ago when I called this main event before they even said anything on WWE.com. I win again.
Yes, he's everywhere, folks.
I can book this shit blindfold.
I think we could agree.
You know what?
I think we could agree our kids could book some of this stuff blindfolded.
No. That needs to be clipped and put into all of my little sounders. Instead of
blindfold.
I can book this shit blindfold.
I think Sorokin can make it that way. Yeah, oh god. Yeah, apparently on Wrestle Talk Radio, you guys had a conversation about Zack Ryder. Yeah, Zack Ryder
yes!
was called a future Hall of Famer
yes!
by John Cena last night on Raw in his loss. That's right. John Cena lost last night. Zack Ryder didn't get pinned. John Cena got pinned by Awesome Truth in that matchup.
John Cena's been losing a lot lately. He changed his pants. He no longer has his superpowers.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dolph Ziggler also lost. He lost to John Morrison in a non-title match. Surprising to me, I find it funny that they get booed everywhere. It's almost like the Bret Hart effect back in the day. Get booed in the United States, cheered everybody else. Until CM Punk hit the ring last night, Alberto Del Rio and Ricardo Rodriguez got cheered. I loved it. I was sorry. After seeing Ricardo wrestle in FCW, I honestly think the guy is really good, and hopefully he gets used more than what he's being used as. Kevin brought it up when we were talking before we came on the air here. While Abby was the executive producer of the show, was taking her scheduled bath. We brought up the Maxim magazine cover model, former Divas champion Kelly Kelly. And of course, now in the PG era, Playboy magazine bad, but apparently Maxim magazine good. Go ahead, Kevin. Your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, okay, let me set the scene. I was at Buffalo Wild Wings last night watching Monday Night Football. Last thing in my mind was Raw. It's hard for me to actually sit through a show nowadays. But lo and behold, they started playing it maybe about 20 minutes into the show, just popped out of nowhere. So I'm kind of catching a little bit of this in here, looking away from it. And then they start the whole setup with the big cover unveiling, which, let's be real, Maxim magazine, not prestigious on any form of grading whatsoever.
The Who fact are that you kidding?
Oh, stop.
Maxim top 100. Dude, Maxim top 100. Tell me that list is not prestigious, sir.
That list is not prestigious.
You are a liar, sir.
Whatsoever.
Hold on. You are a liar, sir, because I know you buy that issue every effing year to see what white Russian hottie you're going to try and date next.
First of all, it's called the Internet. That's a magazine. That's which makes the whole idea of, you know, the posing for magazines silly in the first place. You know, Lindsay Lohan's being in Playboy now. So let's take that off the table completely. So you have this whole segment. You have this whole segment around this great cover shoot for Kelly Kelly, because it's going to do such wonders for her career, of course. And they finally unveil it, and she's wearing pretty much her ring attire. Who cares? What was the point of this?
I was hoping it would have been tarnished under there somehow, that Beth and Natty had ruined it. Jackie Feist and I were watching separately last night. Jersey Cross had the car look better than Kelly. Ouch.
Why does she print all the time?
I don't know. Maybe it's because she can't read.
That's better, though.
I don't know.
But I find her attractive.
That's your thing. We're focused on that. Okay, well, Okay, well, if you push Kelly Kelly to the side for a second, who on this roster should have gotten a Maxim Magazine cover thing? Do you give it to the Bellas? Do you give it to Natty? Do you give it to Beth? Do you give it to any of the others?
Well, okay, personally, I would say the Bellas, I have a strange thing. I think my like is the whole twin thing, because, you know, I'm a pervert. But outside of them, I'm just saying, no, that sounds perfect. Outside of them, I'd be Santino.
What?
You wouldn't buy that issue?
Oh, wow. I'm just going to let that go for a minute. Here's the card as it sits right now for Survivor Series 2 weeks from tonight, Madison Square Garden, where our friend Phil Strum, the Poughkeepsie Journal, will make me jealous because he'll be sitting in a brand new looking MSG. John Cena and The Rock will take on The Awesome Truth. WWE Champion Alberto Del Rio will take on CM Punk. Your World Heavyweight Champion Mark Henry will take on The Big Show. No news yet if this ring will be super duper reinforced or may not even be in the garden. It may be in Penn Station where they filmed Shotgun Saturday Night back in the day. U.S. Champ Dolph Ziggler will defend against the Long Islander himself, Zack Ryder. We thought about it a couple weeks ago, and we're going to get at least one traditional Survivor Series matchup. We're going to have Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, Sin Cara, Sheamus, and Mason Ryan taking on Wade Barrett, Jack Swagger, Christian, Cody Rhodes, and Hunico, the former Sin Cara. We'd like to see at least one more Survivor Series elimination match, or do you think one's enough for this show?
Nobody cares about him anymore, so one's good enough.
I guess so.
Considering the fact that you can't have an anniversary year in the place where the pay-per-view fucking started, assholes.
Yes, he's still hot about this even after last week, kids. Don't worry.
Dude, I'm still pissed about that. And last week I was high. This week I'm sober.
Wow.
I'm going to be high in about 10 minutes. It's time for Spugs Percocet.
And you're lucky Jess isn't here, because Jess probably wouldn't be too happy if you were
dude,
mixing pharmaceuticals.
I was high off my ass when I talked to her Saturday night at the MCW show. Did you not see my Facebook status update on Sunday?
No, I did.
I was high.
Clue everybody in. Is that basically what it was? I'm high.
Dude, I spent 3.5 hours in a dentist chair on Saturday afternoon. 8 vials of Novocaine. And they still couldn't get my tooth out of my mouth.
What are you, Michael Jackson?
Damn.
Dude, first of all, it was American Dental Center, so I don't know what I was expecting when I went in there to begin with.
Yeah, okay.
I looked up emergency dentist Saturday on Google, and that's no joke. So I went in. All I know,
Acme dentist or something.
All I know is I wanted it to stop hurting because I damn near wrecked my truck Friday night when I bit into an effing soft taco.
Oh, shit.
So this lady begins to tell me that I have an abscess underneath the left side of my mouth. But the right back molar is identical to the left back molar, but the right back molar is fine for now. Genius.
Okay.
Which means they're both busted and they're both infected, right? So she's like, well, we can do one of two things. We can do a root canal, and then we could try to crown the tooth, or we can remove it. And I'm like, how much is a root canal? And she said like $400 or $500. And I'm like, I don't have that. Now, my wife's dental insurance, right, goes on open enrollment today, but it doesn't kick in till January 1st.
Nice.
Fantastic, wonderful. Right?
Yeah.
So I go through this ordeal of sitting in this chair for 3.5 hours of her trying to yank this tooth, continually numbing me up because she'll get so far and then she'll be like, tell me when you feel a sharp pain. And she'll stick this 13th century chisel and hammer in my mouth. Start trying to pry this tooth out and be like, there's a sharp pain. So she'll stop, stick a needle in my gum, shoot me up, and then go on her business. She tells me after 3.5 hours that she can't get the tooth out. I'm going to have to go to an oral surgeon. Okay.
Ooh. That's rough. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, we definitely feel for you.
So rather, but there's more.
Ooh.
So she tells me upon this as she's writing me up prescriptions for Percocet, which I was a happy boy when I saw that one. And more penicillin, so I can make more old ladies at the drugstore think I have the clap.
I've been there. Continue.
She tells me that I have impacted wisdom teeth on both sides. And that my back two molars, the 17 on the left side, and then I think it's 18 on the right side or whatever the number is, both need to come out along with the impacted wisdom teeth. So I have 6 total teeth that need to be removed by an oral surgeon. Flash forward to last night. I'm laying in bed and my wife brings me the paperwork on her dental plan, which she's going to enroll me in today. And I'm reading through it and I find out this little fun fact. I have to wait 1 year from the date that my policy becomes effective before I can have any oral surgeries.
Oh, God, you're making Jersey Girl cringe in her chat room. She has to go see the dentist on Friday.
Jesus. You thought Penn State had it.
Before Allison... Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I thought Penn State was getting screwed and molested.
Wow.
There you go, that one.
Yeah, there's no way for me to transition out of this, but I'm going to give it a shot. This Saturday is history in the making, and that is because UFC will debut on Fox Sports as heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. Well, actually, I can't believe this, and I'm not a big UFC person, so Spug would know this, Mace would know it, Rock would know this. Kevin may know this too. This is his first title defense since he won the championship defeating Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
And he's going to take on number one contender Junior Dos Santos. And I thought, okay, cool. This is going to be neat. 2 hours of UFC on Fox. Awesome. And I go through the DVD, I go through this guide and I'm scrolling. And I'm like, all right, I got ROH taping and what happened at 8 o'clock here? There's no UFC stuff. So Sir Rock include me in. This is going to be one fight. And that's it. pick me a winner. Kevin, do you think the champ retains here, or do you think his layoff will come back to haunt him?
I'm actually leaning towards Junior. I'm not sure why. I think during the course of the season he was the coach of Ultimate Fighter, I started looking at all of his old fights and everything, and I just was really impressed with what he brings to the table. So I'm expecting a good fight, maybe not a epic one or a very memorable one, but it should be a lot of fun. But I do think Junior's going to win.
Now, this is one of those situations where UFC's Dana White is sitting there going, "You bastards better go 5 rounds." I don't care what you have to do, go 5. Because this almost feels like a Mike Tyson thing back in the day where you chump down your money and you're like, all right, cool, Mike's out. 96 seconds later, what the hell happened?
We'll never forget that.
I remember sitting here with Spug and Mace going, look, Lesnar's in there. Lesnar's in there with this Blasquez guy. Lesnar's on his ass. And it wasn't because of diverticulitis making him scream in pain. While we're waiting to go to break, I totally want to thank Kevin for being here tonight. Thank you to your very special lady friend for allowing you time to come out and play with the boys. I'm sure we'll have to take, I'm sure we're going to have to take her to dinner or something or get her, we'll send her some flowers or some, we'll figure something out from the Wild Talk Radio Network and the OWW Radio Closet of Love. Alright, candles will be nice. Oh wait, I'm starting to head towards Kevin's adult conversations he has on OTL, and I don't want to go there. And if you ever, if you don't believe me, find an archive of Otaku Talk of rocks as we can make her an OWW radio necklace. Go to the archives of Otaku Talk Live, and you'll get to hear all of Kevin's NC-17 and XXX rated conversations with those guys. Coming up after the break, the Midwest Militia, 2/3 of it will be here. Allison Kay and Sassy Steffi will invade Online World of Wrestling Radio. We will be back.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of the internet, a professional grass waterer, and of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
In case you missed it, this is what happens when WTR roasts Tim Stein.
Tim Stein is also not Jewish. It's horrible to assume the man is Jewish just because his name is Stein. You know, maybe that isn't even his real name. I mean, it's probably Goldstein or Steinberg. You don't know. He'd tell you himself if he were here tonight. And I'm told he's taking the day off for some holiday of his. I don't remember what it's called, but he pronounced it with a...
Tim really does work hard at making the WTR network what it is. Seriously, I'm not joking. Somebody pay this guy. He's like 65 years old. He needs retirement. He gets retirement. We get less Tim Stein. It's win-win, gang. Come on.
Happy birthday. You suck. You suck. You suck so bad. That's not true. You don't actually suck. You more or less blow. You've got a perfect face for gay porn, or at least a perfect mouth. That's what JJ tells me.
He's also not a pervert. The last couple of years, he had a wonderful and healthy relationship. He stayed with her every night, constant, wild sex. You know, it's sad when they had to break up, because he couldn't find the puncture repair kit. Don't get me wrong, they tried to patch things up, but Tim just couldn't bear the sight of her anymore. Not with a duct tape holding her neck closed.
Tune in to all the great programming on the Wild Talk Radio Network, as you never know what will happen next.
wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Eric Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Nick Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling columns today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today,
Rob Van Dam.
Mr. Kennedy!
Christian Cage,
Candice LaSalle,
Christy Hemme,
Jay Lethal,
yesterday,
Bret the Hitman Hart,
the Sergeant Slaughter,
Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man,
Paul Hogan, the greatest of all time,
Jimmy Van the Boogie Woogerman,
and tomorrow,
Peter Wilson, Natty Neidhart,
Harry Smith, Jack Evans.
Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice, Online World of Wrestling, www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This is Jessica Havoc, and you're listening to Online Wrestling... Shit, I'm sorry. What is it? It's Online World of Wrestling Radio. All right. This is Jessica Havoc, and you're watching Online World of Wrestling Radio, and if you don't listen, I'm... Shit. All right, let me try this. This is going to be it. You guys ready? This is Jessica Havoc, and you're listening to Online World Wrestling... Shit. Okay, I'm just going to try and slow it down for a second. Okay. This is Jessica Havoc, and you're listening to Online World of Wrestling Radio... And if you don't listen to this, then you're a loser, and I'm going to kick you in the face.
Back to Online World of Wrestling Radio, powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network, UltimateSportsTalk.com, and Justin TV. And I mentioned it, Go Fight Live might be evolved in the next few weeks. Bring up Go Fight Live because on November the 19th, you need to be sitting in front of your computer on GoFightLive.tv to watch a tremendous event that just keeps getting better and better each week. Stuff's been announced for this event on November the 19th. It is Breaking Barriers 2. It will take place not at the normal event center. If you're thinking, cool, I'm going to Jersey. No, you're not. You're getting on the Long Island Railroad or the Long Island Expressway and going out to the NYWC Sportatorium. It is 435-13 Brook Avenue in Deer Park. You can go right now to WSUWrestling.com and buy your tickets for this event. There are several matches on this show that we'll address in the next couple weeks as we get closer, but the match that everyone is talking about was made by Primetime Amy Lee, the new WSU commissioner, and it is a first in WSU. This isn't the first cage match they've had, because they've already had Mercedes Martinez and Angel Orsini knock down that wall. This is a War Games match. Now, this isn't going to be the double cage. I don't think it is. We haven't heard from Sean McCaffrey yet on this. It's 3-on-3. Team WSU, who will be here next week, Brittany Savage, the world champion, Mercedes Martinez, and Miss Alicia on one side of the ring. On this side of the ring are two-thirds right now of the Midwest Militia. You heard Jessica Havoc there a minute or so ago. Unfortunately, due to scheduling issues, Jessica couldn't be here this week. However, her partners in crime, Sassy Steffi, the former Spirit champion, and Allison Kay are both joining us here on the show. Thank you for stopping by. I'm very touched and honored that you girls are here.
What up?
As well, you should be.
You, Miss Allison, are not a stranger to WSU because everyone knows usually when they see Jessica, they see you and vice versa. I believe the nickname is Team Be Jealous. Where did this partnership come from? Was it something from training, meeting on the road, at events? How did you two become a tag team?
Well, Team Be Jealous started after Jessica and I had been feuding in MCW in Alliance, Ohio. We started feuding there. It was probably lasted for about, like half a year. And then we just decided that we're better off together, and everyone was already jealous of us anyway. People were actually calling me BJ Allison K, which is not clever if you ask me, but it rhymed. So you know how hillbillies are. They just gotta go with that. So I suggested Team BJ as a joke, kind of, and we went from Be Jealous from there, and it just worked out. I really never expected Team Be Jealous to go outside of MCW. I never expected fans that are in go to WSU shows or follow us on Facebook or Twitter to ever really catch on to that or know what it was outside of MCW, but it seems to have caught on.
It's recently that Miss Stephanie has been involved in this because, as I mentioned, you're the former Spirit champion, and due to some weird turn of events, Jessica's now the Spirit champion. How did you come to be a part of this group? Because you seem like a real nice, mild-mannered young lady, and these two are pretty much ass-kicking women that don't, as Jessica says, she'll kick you in the face just to kick you in the face.
Well, don't get it wrong. Just because I like the fans doesn't mean that I'm not kicking ass as well. But that all changed because Jessica, Allison, and I have been on the road going to WSU for the past year and a half, almost 2 years. So on those long drives, none of the WSU people in the back, none of the other wrestlers asked us, you know, hey, we know you drove how many hours, so why don't you hang out with us or come out to eat or, hey, you might need a place to stay considering it's a 14-hour drive to and from. You know, no one thought of us. And when Jessica brought all of this to my attention, along with Allison, I was like, wow, you know, you girls are right. And there was nothing that I needed to think about. Right, right.
This sounds like the rhetoric that Jessica was talking about. Uh-oh.
We have a phone call.
I have a phone call?
We have a call. And they hung up.
No, I don't. They hung up. You suck. Well, whoever that was.
Whoever it was, call back.
Yeah. Because they're nice. They're really nice people. Felicia will take your phone call. They will answer all your questions.
Hold on. So was somebody calling in to talk to us?
Might have been.
I don't know.
Okay, because I would seriously be shocked because I'm just going to put this out front. I hate talk radio, for real. I hate talking on the phone. I hate listening to talk radio. I would rather peel off all my skin and pour salt all over my skinless body than ever listen to talk radio. And I'm shocked that anyone is even listening to the show. Just going to throw that out there.
Wow.
And it looks like the caller is here. Welcome to Online World of Wrestling Radio. Your name and where you're calling from.
Sarah from Florida.
Hi there. Did you want to talk to Sassy Steffi and Allison? Do you have any questions for them?
I recently saw Sassy Steffi at a convention and had to see like a Philly pretzel from Philadelphia.
What was that again?
She saw you at a convention.
Like a Philly pretzel from Philadelphia.
I remember that.
I'm actually going to fly up for WSU next week just to see the Midwest Miliana versus Team WSU.
And you know that Midwest Militia is just going to kill some girls, right?
I don't know who to cheer for. I got a Jessica Havoc shirt.
You a little bit nervous?
Yeah, because like I have a Jessica Havoc shirt and a Lisa shirt, but I don't know which one to cheer for. But I think I'm gonna go for the Midwest Miliana.
Midwest Militia?
Yeah.
Militia.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, well, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
I listened to it last week, but Sassy Stephanie's number one on my book.
All right.
Boo.
I'll bring that article for you next week of the PWI 550.
Okay.
Cool. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
She was nervous. And Allison's a liar. She's not a nice girl. You're lying about her. I saw her fight last weekend, this past Saturday, down in Alliance at MCW. And the number she did on Sean Blaze's jaw, I felt bad for him.
I'm sure that was I will say right now that was an accident. Wink, wink. Okay? Yeah, and also I hate people, in case you can't tell.
No.
Yeah, she brought up Alicia here. We asked Jessica about this, and I want to ask Allison because she was a part of the crime as well. At the Uncensored Rumble, you were involved in the match between Jessica and Alicia, where you guys, the ladies, basically made Alicia's mom throw in the towel. In a break the walls down for a second, we asked Jessica about this. When this idea initially came up of involving her mom in it, did you kind of sit there going, nah, don't want to do that? Or are you sitting there going, this is brilliant. Brett and Owen Hart did this thing back in the day with their mom. Look, this is going to come off really cool.
In no way, shape, or form did I ever doubt that was a good idea. Like, as soon as it was mentioned, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I'm like, please, just, yes. And anything that Jessica does, anything that she is doing, you already know I have her back 110%. Okay, so anything that she does, I'm right there behind her. And the whole mom thing, I wanted to do more, to be honest.
Would you have minded if WSU came along and said to you, okay, here's what we're going to do at the next event. You two versus Alicia and mom. Does mom get involved? Would you guys have minded if your moms had gotten involved?
I would seriously fuck Alicia's mom up, okay? If Alicia's mom was involved, I would fuck that bitch up. And if my mom was involved, she would kill all them bitches. No doubt. Okay, she created this, so you don't even have to question it. And obviously, Alicia can't beat Jessica or Allison on her own anyway, so why would she throw in her mom against us to begin with? I mean, that's just asking for them to be annihilated. Right? I was so happy I was just ecstatic that Alicia's mom was involved, because Alicia is one of the most annoying fucking people I have ever met in my entire life. The way she talks, the way she dresses, and she thinks she's so fucking cute, and she's not. And the fact that I got to involve her mom, it was so amazing, because you know that her mom has to be 10 times worse. Because where did she get it from? She learned it from a dumbass mom. I was enthralled, to say the least.
Wow. Now, Alan, I have to say...
I warned everybody.
I have to say, Midwest represent... Because I am from Ohio. You know, this is going to turn into a battle on the show now, too, right?
You're outnumbering the Northeasterners 3-2. Sorokin is based out of Philadelphia, and I'm born New Yorker and living in Florida right now.
Sorokin's neutral. Don't drag him into this shit.
But he's not Switzerland. Are you serious?
He's Switzerland, buddy. See, you're gonna side with Alicia and Brittany Savage and all that, and I gotta side with the big.
I'm neutral in this because I just want to see a kick-ass cage match.
Hey, listen, there ain't nothing better than a farmer's daughter. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Nor do I, considering I'm not a farmer's daughter.
Yeah. Let me involve the other fans in here.
Hold on. Listen, it's a Midwest thing. We don't have the attitude. we're not arrogant and we're not fucking stupid like they are on the West and East Coast.
Okay, oh, I will agree with that. We are definitely not stupid, but I do want to make one thing clear because I don't think anyone realizes this. They just group us all together. The Midwest is not just Ohio. I'm from Detroit. I do not live in Ohio, no, so I don't know anything about any farms, okay?
They got several farms in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, in Michigan, but not in Detroit.
I never said anything about Detroit, did I?
No, but I am talking about Detroit.
Fuck Detroit.
Okay, now we're going to have problems. Okay. And when I will pull you over that barricade and into the cage.
I won't be there.
Yeah, okay. Everybody slow down for a second. Jersey Girl in our chat room brings up an interesting question for both of you, and I'll give you a minute to think about it. Who would be your dream opponent, past or present, and why?
That is a hard one.
I don't even have to think about it, because honestly, my answer has been the same since the day I stepped into the ring, and it will forever and always be Sensational Sherry. She was my idol, and I know I would, if I had the opportunity when she was alive to step in the ring with her, whether she was on my side or against me, I would learn leaps and bounds by just being in the ring with her. So no matter who comes along from now to the day I die, it will always be Sensational Sherry, my number one answer.
I think
do you want to face the AWA, Steph? Do you want to face the AWA champion, or when she went to WWF and wrestled there, which version would you rather face?
Well, of course I want to wrestle, or I would love to wrestle the wrestling version of Sensational Sherry, but just because she was in WWE doesn't mean that she lost those skills, or WWF at the time, doesn't mean that she didn't have those qualities still. She still had them, so I would take Sensational Sherry in the ring any way I could get her.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Allison. Go right ahead.
No, that's cool. Just cut me off, you know, whatever. No, I think if you would ask me that question when I was, like, 13 years old, I would have said Lita because I was the hugest Lita Mark in the whole world, and I was obsessed with her. But now, to be honest, I'm going to go ahead and say a not-so-cliche answer, not saying that Stephanie's was a cliche answer. Just think, you know, usually when you ask people, they're like, oh, I wish I could wrestle Trish, or I wish I could wrestle Fabulous Moolah. If I could wrestle anyone tomorrow, it would be Chris Jericho. Legit. Hands down. He's my favorite wrestler. He's smooth as fuck. He would teach me everything and anything, and that would be a dream come true to me, is to wrestle Chris Jericho.
Are you a fan of his music as well, or just his wrestling?
I don't really listen to the music that much, but as a wrestler, I've been a huge fan for a long time.
Yeah. I gotta ask this, cause I've never been in a wrestling ring other than as a ring announcer. I've been in a steel cage at an event in CCW in Evansville as the ring announcer and just stood there looking at this thing going, oh my effing god. When this match was booked, initial reaction from each of you, were you sitting there going, what the hell did we get ourselves into? Or were you sitting there going, this is perfect for us?
I was super excited, and that's legit. That's a shoot. I was so excited when I heard about a cage. And it's even better, like, your opponents, they can't go anywhere. They're trapped with you. It's going to be the fight of our lives. We're going in there swinging, like, I can't wait. I can't fucking wait. This is all that I've been thinking about.
And when I first heard about it, I was kind of under the impression of, you know, oh, crap, what did I get myself into? But then, you know, you sit there and you think about it, and you're like, wow, strategically, the Midwest Militia is going to be in the ring with these three girls, Mercedes Martinez, Alicia, and Brittany Savage, the girls that we've been fighting for however long, individually, and now as a group. We're just going to dismantle them. And as Allison said, there's nowhere that they can go. The only thing they can do is fight us. And in a fight, we are a group united as one, and those girls, they've never seen eye to eye, and how many times have each other battled? So it's undeniable that Midwest Militia is coming into this, and we're just going to kill everyone.
What happens if you guys lose the coin toss and then don't have the numbers advantage and eventually lose the match?
We don't need a damn number advantage. What the Jinx?
Yeah. I got a question from... he actually goes on the message board as what would Russo do? Steffi, you've worked for Shimmer, you've worked for PGWA and other promotions. What makes WSU stand out from those promotions in your view?
Well, each roster is completely different. There are some girls that are on maybe on Shimmer that are on WSU. There might be some girls WSU that are on PGWA. But they all are completely separate and run their own locker rooms. They really have nothing in common besides there's a couple of the same girls and it's an all-women show. You really can't compare one with the other because there's so many differences. So, but WSU, obviously, they're the ones that are running the most frequently. And, you know, they have the iPay-per-view, whereas other promotions don't have that ability as of yet.
Same question for Allison. Do you consider WSU your home promotion, or is MCW more your home promotion, being with Jessica there?
Well, neither of them would be technically my home promotion because I didn't train at MCW. That's not where I started.
Oh.
MCW is like a home away from home to me, and I guess you consider it like a home promotion now because the promotion that I did train at actually doesn't run anymore. WSU is definitely like that best friend's parents that take you in and feed you, and it's amazing and I love it, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but WSU, and that's legit.
Yeah. We've had folks on here in a shoot sense. We've had Alicia on, we've had Mercedes on, Angel on, Jessica's been on, he's been a friend of mine online for years when I covered TNA wrestling. What does Sean McCaffrey do right that other promoters have done wrong in your mind with the all-girl thing? Because Dave Prezak and Allison Danger do really well with Shimmer, but what's Sean and his crew doing right in your mind?
I've only been to Shimmer just recently, and it was only for just that one day. I can't really speak on anything about Shimmer because I don't know. But, I can say what Sean is doing right. I'm not saying that anyone else is not doing this, but I can honestly say that Sean gives a fuck about what he's putting into his promotion. He cares about the girls. He cares about the product. I mean, like I said, I'm not saying that the other people aren't doing this necessarily. I'm just saying what I do know. I mean, Stephanie can really give a better answer on this because she actually knows more about each promotion. She's been to each longer.
I mean, it really goes back to what I just answered in the last question. You know, WSU runs more frequently, so therefore you can establish a lot of storylines. And he has the iPay-per-view, which is great for promoting. And he's not just bringing in, you know, his normal girls. He's bringing in WWE divas or former WWE divas and TNA divas or knockouts or whatever. And they might be there, but they're bringing in new fans that we might not have had beforehand. So we are being able to, if you're able to market yourself when you have somebody like Milena going to be on this show, if you can stand out on that show and the fans are watching it anyway because they want to see her, but then they have to stick around to watch you, you need to bring your A game. And that's what he gives you, that opportunity to perform with the likes of divas and knockouts or whatever. And the only reason why they're any better than us is because they've been on TV. So with them having that TV experience, we get to perform along with them and get more fans. And that's one of the best benefits for WSU is the marketing that we can do from there.
All right. As I said, the event is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. It is November the 19th. There is a meet and greet at 4 to 6. I don't know if you'll get to meet and greet with these ladies. They may just take your money and then say, get away from us. It is a bell time of 6 o'clock. Go to GoFightLive.tv if you want to watch on iPay-per-view. If you live in the tri-state area, I love saying that. I wish I get to say it more. NYWC Sportatorium 435-13 Brook Avenue, Deer Park, New York. It is WSUWrestling.com. You can follow both these ladies on Twitter. Allison is Allison underscore K, and it's A-L-L-Y-S-I-N. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay, and it is at Sassy Steffi, or is how are you spelling that at the end there?
It's S-A-S-S-Y. Steffi is S-T-E-P-H-I-E. And we also have our collective Twitter, which is Midwest Militia underscore.
Awesome. Both ladies, stay with us as we go to break here. We'll be right back to wrap things up on All That World of Wrestling Radio.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Hello, Fia Gastron. May I help you?
Oh, yes. I'd like to place an order, please.
What would you like?
Vegetable fried rice.
Huh?
Vegetable fried rice.
Only vegetable.
Vegetable
Hello?
Fried rice. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Vegetable
no
fried
meat.
Rice.
And do you... Egg is okay? No egg.
Egg. Egg okay. Egg okay.
Okay.
No bok choy?
Oh, we don't have bok choy.
No bok choy? Okay.
Yeah.
Snow peas? You have snow peas?
Yeah, we have snow peas.
Extra snow peas.
What do you mean? You mean the fried rice?
Yes, fried rice.
Oh, fried rice, we don't have snow peas.
No snow peas?
Yeah.
The chicken? Do you put chicken in there?
Yeah, we have chicken fried rice.
But
you want chicken fried rice?
No, I want the vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Oh, that means chicken fried rice, yeah?
No, vegetable fried rice with the chicken.
Hello, we have seafood fried rice, beef fried rice, chicken fried rice. Or if you don't want meat, we can make a vegetable fried rice for you. So you want chicken or no chicken?
No, I want the vegetables and the chicken. Can you do both?
We have like a fried rice, we have green peas inside. Not too much vegetables.
Never mind. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of the internet, a professional grass waterer, and of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
Hey, everybody out there in wrestling land, this is the franchise Shane Douglas, three-time ECW, the real ECW, World Heavyweight Champion. When you want the lowdown in professional wrestling, ain't no place else to go except right here, OWW Radio. Don't miss it.
Feel it coming in the
Yeah. And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna run this town
I said it, we are. This is Rock Nation. Pledge your allegiance. Get your batiks on. All black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are black birds. Riding with they diligence. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar. I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this.
Welcome back to Online World Wrestling Radio, powered by the Wild Talk Radio Network. God, I hate this Skype thing. It's driving me effing nuts. Just found out there is no OTL tomorrow night. Sorry, kids. Looks like Omega has to be somewhere. Believe it or not, if you didn't listen to it, where were you? This past Saturday night was episode 200 of CB Radio. They discussed everything from the gate memories to fun laughs, a traffic ticket, what happens when you defriend someone on Facebook, Will's unusual Halloween costume, and why we are coming for Chuck Norris? Okay. Check all that out in the archive, and you can listen live this Saturday night after you watch UFC on Fox, which will be Dos Santos taking on the champion, Cain Velasquez. We got Kevin's opinion on this one. Pick me a winner. Do you think the layoff that these guys had?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, dude.
It's gonna get him.
Yeah, dude. Velasquez. Velasquez is gonna get knocked the fuck out round two. Oh.
Yeah, so we may or may not.
So goddamn hot.
You're feeling it right now, aren't you? Aren't you?
A little bit.
You're like freaking Johnny Depp in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas right now, aren't you? As mentioned, this Sunday is Turning Point, TNA Wrestling's pay-per-view, so if you listen to Wrestle Talk Radio, don't tune in at 10 o'clock, because you're going to get nothing. Tune in at 11 o'clock Eastern, Spug may or may not be there, Tim Stein should be there, Omega should be there.
I'll be there. Honestly, like, the past week, I stumbled my way through our show. And then Wednesday, there's no way. And then Sunday, I was asleep at 6:30.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. They've got me taking upwards of 3,000. They've got me taking upwards of 3,000 milligrams of penicillin a day. Like, it's whooping my ass. Keep going. You're pimping. Keep pimping.
Yeah, I'm pimping. Unfortunately, I'm stupid. I don't know what the hell these guys did to my computer. I need to clean this thing up, because if you toggle between things on this computer now, you get a delay, which sucks ass. As mentioned, when we were talking to the Midwest, two-thirds of the Midwest Militia, next week, WSU World Champion Mercedes Martinez will be gracing us again with her presence. Now a Florida girl. She lives down here in Tampa. It took many, 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 many months, but former Spirit Champion, former Tag Team Champion, recent visitor to Lucha Libre USA, Miss Brittany Savage will be here with us representing Team WSU. We're still trying to get with the icon herself, Miss Alicia, to see if her real life will slow down for a few minutes during our opening hour of the show next week. And things are rolling. As mentioned, that pay-per-view is not this Saturday, but the following Saturday on the 19th. Don't forget Final Battle 2011, also with GoFightLive.tv, is December 23rd. Crossfire Wrestling is already announced for January 14th. Shane Douglas will be here at some point over the next few weeks, hopefully to pontificate some more with us. If you haven't grabbed his timeline history of ECW for 1994 yet, grab it. My review will be out in the next couple days for it. It was very entertaining. The U shoot with China just showed up. Go to kayfabecommentaries.com if you want to hear.
How am I not Sean getting Oliver any of this on,
I don't know. I'm working it. I'm really going to work it. I got to email Sean anyway about something totally different, but go and listen to Sean on Howard Stern. I think Howard's now just XM Sirius. I think he's not even on K Rock in New York anymore. And he had China on as a guest, and she called in the interview in the U shoot. To the point that I got the infamous One Night in China tape. She called it a rape tape.
A rape tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't look
too... That's what she calls it.
She didn't look too under duress in that tape.
Yeah, by that's definitely there. Go to kfacommentaries.com, check that out. If this is your first time listening to us and you want to listen to any of the other 100-and-some-odd episodes that we've had over this past year, you can go to clickwrestle.com, which is our official download site. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us through the Wild Talk Radio Network. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can nominate any of the shows that you've heard with anyone, including Jessica Havoc, who will kick you in the face if she finds you. Thanks to Allison Kay. Thanks to Sassy Steffi, Kevin Scott for joining us, Spug Guy, Sir Rockin, Tim Stein, the big bosses, Brad Dygan, Jason Dedrich. I'm Alan Wojcik. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. I can locate treasures lost. I can see the blind. I can buy no matter cost. I can be